Welcome to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, and in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode, we'll explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? Once again, it's your host, BK Blessed, and welcome back to Lies Changes Truth. This is the podcast where we explore the stories we've been told, the lies we tell ourselves, and the truths we uncover along the way. Today, we're dealing with the lie that definitely has held me back before, the lie that we have time to do it tomorrow. I'm calling this episode, "Who Promised You Time?" I want us to take a real look at what happens when we live as though tomorrow is guaranteed. When we believe that there's always another day to pursue our dreams, to make things right or follow through on our commitments. By doing this, we risk letting life pass us by without truly living it. And I think we need to ask ourselves, why do we believe this lie? What does it cost us? And how can we break free from it? Now, if you're all ready, I say let's dig in. You know we've all done it. We've all said it. I'll just do it tomorrow. Maybe it's a dream you've been holding on to for years, but haven't taken the first step to accomplish it. Or maybe it's a difficult conversation you've been avoiding, a relationship you haven't repaired, or even your health you've been neglecting. You know, I'll hit the gym and start that diet on Monday. We push it off, telling ourselves that we'll get to it eventually, you know, when the moment's right, when things calm down or when we're ready. But here's the thing, family. There's no guarantee of tomorrow, and yet we live like we've got all the time in the world. We convince ourselves that there's no rush, that we can afford to wait. But the truth is, the only time we really have is the present, today, this moment. And if we're not careful, we'll let that slip away while we're waiting for some future that may never come. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to wake us up to the reality that right now is what matters most. And that's the truth we need to embrace. You know, when I think about why we tell ourselves this lie, why we keep pushing things off to tomorrow, I can only conclude that it comes down to fear. We tell ourselves we're buying time, but in reality, it's a fear of failure. It's a fear of change and a fear of stepping out of our comfort zones. Saying I'll do it tomorrow lets us hold on to the fantasy that things will be easier later. But the truth is, if you're afraid to take action today, that fear isn't going to magically disappear tomorrow. And my beautiful souls, we're fooling ourselves. Those fears only gain more strength, and then they follow us into our future because we're letting them take control of us instead of facing them head on. And let me tell you something, there's never going to be a perfect time, never. You'll never feel completely ready. The conditions, they'll never be just right. So waiting for that perfect moment is what it is, procrastination. It's just dressed up to look like wisdom. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, "Farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant. If they watch every cloud, they never harvest." There will never be a perfect time to act. Waiting for everything to be just right is an illusion. But real wisdom is acting now. Trusting that God will guide us through the process. It's knowing that if you want to do something, you got to start where you are with what you have right now. I mean, today. We lie to ourselves about time because it gives us a false sense of security. It's easier to live in the world of someday than to face the reality of right now. But when we keep putting things off, we're really just delaying our own growth. We're delaying the changes we want to see in our lives. And in some cases, we're delaying the healing that we so desperately need. I want you to think about that for a second. What's something you've been putting off? Something that's been sitting on your heart, something that you just can't get off your mind, but keep telling yourself, "I'll do it tomorrow." Maybe it's something big like starting a business or writing that book or even confronting a relationship that you've been distant from. Or maybe it's something small like finally organizing your day or just taking a small break from all the stresses in your life. If you don't do it now, then when? Who promised you time? And since tomorrow isn't promised, what would you regret not doing today? Really ask yourself, why am I waiting? What am I afraid of? The truth is, by delaying action, we're allowing fear to win. But here's where we have to shift our mindset. You don't need to be fearless to take action. You just need to be willing to take the next step, even if it's a small one. And we should all want our eyes open to the truth like the writer does in Psalms 90:12. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. See, this verse calls us to understand that life is short and that we need to use our time wisely. If you've been waiting for a sign to start, this is it. Here's your sign. The time is now. Steve Jobs once said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life." That quote really resonates with me because it's a reminder that we don't have as much time as we think. We act like we'll live forever, like we could keep putting things off without consequence. But the truth is, time is slipping away. And every day we let go by without taking action is a day we'll never get back. So why are we waiting? What is it about the future that feels safer than the present? Because the truth is, we're not promised tomorrow. We might think we have all the time in the world, but life can change in an instant. Like I said, it's not meant to scare you. I told you before, this is meant to wake you up, hopefully inspire you to live with urgency, to treat today like the gift that it is. I'll be real with you. When I first started this podcast 3 years ago, I fell into this trap myself. I kept telling myself I'd start next week, but there was always something that came up. I always had a good excuse to wait, but I had to ask myself, what am I really waiting for? And I realized I was afraid of failing. I was afraid that it wouldn't be perfect because of the way that I speak. That I wouldn't have anything to say or even know what to say. I convinced myself that no one would listen. But in Joshua 1:9, God says to us, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." As I meditated on this verse, I stopped letting fear control me in this situation. And then I took that first step. And here we are, episode 4. And I'm grateful I didn't wait any longer. And I'm so grateful for all of you for taking the time to listen. Please know I still got room to grow and I hope we can all grow together. I just want to encourage you today. Whatever it is you've been waiting on, whatever you've been pushing off to tomorrow, start now. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be fully planned out. Just take the first step. One small step towards your goal is progress, and that's all you need to move forward. Because you know, time is funny. And we think we have so much of it, but it's always moving forward, and it's always slipping away. And if we're not careful, we'll wake up one day and realize all those tomorrows we were counting on have turned into yesterdays. Who are you supposed to call that's no longer here? What opportunities have you missed by not stepping out on faith? There's a quote that I love. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. That's a powerful reminder that even if you feel like you've waited too long, it's never too late to start. You could begin right now, today, in this hour. I want to give you a moment right there. Think about the things you've been putting off. What would happen if you stopped waiting for tomorrow and started today? What if you made the call? If you took the step or started the project? How would your life change if you embraced the truth that now is all you have? C.S. Lewis said it perfectly. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. That's a key. We can't undo the past. We can't go back and reclaim the time we've already lost, but we can make the most of the time we have now. And that's enough. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to start. The rest will come in due time. As we close out today's episode, I want you to remember this. Tomorrow is not promised. The time you have is today. Ecclesiastes 9:10 gives us a challenging reminder. Whatever you do, do well. For when you go to the grave, there will be no more work or planning or knowledge or wisdom. Like I said before, we have to live with urgency. Treating today like the gift that it is. Now is the time to stop waiting. Stop delaying your dreams, your goals. Stop delaying your growth. Start now. Take that first step, however small it might be, and trust that the rest will follow. Thank you for tuning in to Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed, reminding you that the truth is always within reach. Stay blessed, stay living in the now, and stay you.
This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be all right, you're gonna be all right. Be a motivator, be an innovator, be the best you. Block out the haters, winners fail and fail. But a failure quits, go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, to move all these mountains. Knock down these walls and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.